Words.
Listen to us talk about new words. These are words you haven't heard, but after this, you will. And then you'll know.
New words!
I think we coined Seize the Taco. Granted, it was from Grab Her by the Pee, but you know, just as a, you know, as you wake up, a daily mantra, something you might put on a post-it note and tape on your mirror, you know, to get you energized for the day. Seize the Taco!
Words to live by.
It's very Dead Poets Society.
Yeah. It is.
And also very Donald Trump, so we've updated it.
Yeah, so I don't know if I like it.
Well, you're just pissy boots, Lindsay.
Pissy boots?
Yeah, you're pissy boots. See, you add the word boots to the end of an adjective or verb to add emphasis to whatever you're saying. So if you're really tired, you can say you're tired boots.
So tired boots.
Or if you're pissy, you can say you're pissy boots.
Okay.
Sis is the new bro.
Like for dudes?
For like everything. I think dudes or chicks. Like however you'd use bro, just replace it with sis and you're good.
I call some of my girlfriends sis. I'll be like, hey, what up, sis?
It's become non-gender specific.
Yeah, exactly. So
I'm going to try it on when I'm greeting you, Fook.
Do it.
Sup, sis?
What's up with you, sis?
Aw, sister, you looking good.
No. Don't go there.
Sister.
Don't go there.
Mm-mm. You just go sis.
Yeah, talk to the hand. Talk to the white girl because the black girl ain't listening.
Oh, your manicure looks nice.
Thank you. but, you know, I thought this was weird at first, but then I realized I have been duding women forever.
Yeah, I dude everybody.
Yeah, I dude everybody. I duded my wife into submission, basically. She's constantly like,
really?
don't call me dude. And I continued to dude her, and now she just accepts it. So there's no reason that I shouldn't accept a sissing here and there.
Yeah, you should totally accept a sis.
Yeah,
so what's the next word, sis?
Extra. If somebody calls you extra, you're either trying too hard or being over the top. Like that drunk birthday girl stumbling around in a plastic tiara holding the bottle of cheap vodka. Her behavior can be described as extra.
Okay.
Ship. Ship, coming from the word relationship. Mm-hmm. You ship the two people you want to be in a relationship.
Huh.
So
if
I think that you and molecules need to get together, I say, I ship molecules and Lindsay Armstrong.
Okay.
That's how the term ship would be used.
Okay, got it.
As a matchmaker, you would be using the word ship.
I really want y'all to date. I'm going to ship you.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. Lindsay's going to ship you in our Stoner Movie Reviewer with her texts.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Hey, Stoner Movie Reviewer. What's up, sis? And put me in the car, asking your homie to hook you up with his girlfriend's best friend, as in, hey, sis, what's up with Tina, homegirl? Put me in the car.
Put me in the car.
Put me in the car with Tina.
Yeah, put me in the car.
Preferably get me some extra.
All right. I like it.
Ship us.
Ship us.
Literally, put us in a box inside of the trunk of the car.
Ship us.
Put me in.
USPS that beyond.
I'm horny boots.
Words.
Listen to us talk about new words. These are words you haven't heard. But after this, you will. And then you'll know.
New words.